All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Barton coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Through nearly one quarter of the NBA season, the Indiana Pacers are a team that has a winning record. Now, of course, the Pacers were 38-44 last season, and that was mainly due to the fact that all-star small forward Paul George missed all but about six games for Indiana last year after he suffered that horrific broken leg during the summer of 2014 as a member of Team USA. Now, George is back healthy this year, and he is putting up career numbers as he is averaging nearly 28 points a game, along with over 8 rebounds. And Pacers team president Larry Bird decided to have a change in philosophy last summer. After watching the Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship, Bird decided to go small ball himself. And with that said, you have a guy like Paul George, who is a small forward at 6'9", coming in roughly about 225, maybe 230. But now Bird has him playing more of the power forward, and this has been a real small ball lineup around him. You look at the addition of Monte Ellis in the backcourt to go along with George Hill and CJ Miles, and you know, small ball is really in effect for the Indiana Pacers this season. I mean, you go back a few years ago when the Pacers were contending with the Miami Heat for the Eastern Conference Championship. George was on that front line at the small forward position, but you also had a David West and you also had Roy Hibbert. Both of those guys are no longer with the team. Roy Hibbert was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers last summer, while David West signed as a free agent with the San Antonio Spurs. And I was one that really thought it was going to be a mistake to have the small ball team with the Pacers, with Paul George playing the power forward position. But, you know, so far so good as he has held his own and then some. Like I said, you look at the Pacers, they're 12-8 right now. They're just a game and a half behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for first place in the Central Division, and they have been one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Now, it's been all about speed, and this is something that can be successful in the Eastern Conference due to the fact that the East is still not as strong as the Western Conference is. And I look at this team with Paul George leading the way, and they can do some good things this year. I mean, you look at Paul George, he's averaging nearly 28 points a game. CJ Miles is averaging 16. George Hill is averaging nearly 13. And Monte Ellis is chipping in with 11.5 points a game, along with 5 assists. So you look at it, and I mean, credit to Larry Bird. I mean, he's a basketball Hall of Famer. He was a darn good coach in his 3 years with the Indiana Pacers. Of course, now Frank Vogel is leading from the sidelines for the Pacers. And Larry Bird, of course, is up top in the front office. But it's still his touch on this team. And I mean, with Paul George leading the way, good things can and will happen for the Indiana Pacers during this NBA season. So, folks, that is going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 14 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.